Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. Well, it has been a very icy start to the week here in central Missouri. We've had a major ice storm, and I think we're at least projected to have another one to follow it up with here shortly. So hopefully the power will be on and the internet access will work, and this program will get posted here shortly on agwire.com. And in case you'd like to see a little bit of what it looks like around central Missouri right now, because I've got pictures in a photo album, which you can find a link to on AgWired. I can only imagine what it's like out in the countryside. And I did not take the time to go drive out into the country because I'll tell you what, we got power lines down, we've got trees across roads, and really it just, it was one of those things where you just go out because you have to. Otherwise, it's best just to stay at home right now in this kind of conditions. But I imagine things on the farm aren't a whole lot better in a lot of places than they are here in the city area. So if you go to agwire.com, you can find a photo album there about which will show you pictures of what this ice has done to us, at least here around central Missouri. This week on the program, we're going to speak about a little bit about beef. And if you're a regular AgWired fan or even Zimcast listener, then you'll know we are definitely beef promoters and supporters of the beef industry here in the United States and, well, anywhere throughout the world, I guess. This week, we're going to talk about a program that's new. It's just been kicked off by the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and it's called Speaking of Beef. In this program, the idea is to have a group of public speakers who are available to local community civic service groups who need a speaker for a meeting and let them come in and talk about their industry. And so working with the staff at the Missouri Beef Industry Council, we've put together this program. And just this past week at the Missouri Cattle Industry Convention, we had the first training session for the first group of volunteer Missouri cattle producers who are willing to go out and speak about their business to local communities, to their local communities. And in follow-up to that, we are sending out a notice to groups around the state, letting them know that we have a beef speakers bureau, I guess you would call it, and we're going to be scheduling some appointments for them to go do this public speaking over the next 6 months. And the idea is to expand on that program once we get it established here. So to talk about it, I'm going to play for you a couple of interviews that Cindy has done. The first one is with the Missouri Beef Industry Council Executive Director John Kleibaker. He's going to talk about the program with her, and then you're going to hear from one of the volunteers. His name is Chris Dirks. He's a producer from Northwest Missouri, and he'll explain in the interview why he's a participant in this program. So let's get started with the interview with Cindy with John.
Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. I'm talking with John Kleibaker, who's the Executive Director of the Missouri Beef Industry Council, and we're talking about beef, and we're talking about a program called Speaking of Beef, and this is a new program that the Missouri Beef Industry Council is getting going. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, John?
Well, we're really, really excited about Speaking of Beef and the potential it has for helping folks in all areas of Missouri to learn more about beef production and beef consumption and all the other attributes of the beef cattle industry here in the state of Missouri. We're going to be training individuals, and when I say training, giving them the tools they need to be able to put together good speeches that they can go out then and share with their local civic clubs, groups like Lions, Rotary, Kiwanis, and others, Optimus clubs, that are always looking for a guest speaker and usually have their door open wanting someone to come visit with them. And we're going to be trying to put together a resource base of folks who can go and do just that. But the importance of it is that they'll be talking about a topic that we all care about, and that is beef, and letting folks know the truth about how beef moves from pasture to plate.
What are some of the topics that you would hope to be able to cover when you go out and speak to these community organizations?
Well, we've got six topics that we're going to be focusing on, and of course, not every talk will probably have all six of the topics incorporated, but each individual speaker that we're training will choose those themselves. One is about the beef industry in Missouri, just taking a look at statistics and how the beef checkoff works and those kinds of things. That's a very basic component that's important, I think. The next one, then, is nutrition, helping folks understand that beef has 29 lean cuts, that we're the best source of zinc, iron, and protein, and so forth, and that we are a healthy nutritional choice for consumers to consider when they're thinking about feeding their families some type of protein. We're going to have resources available for our speakers to utilize and talk about the environment and just natural resource stewardship and wildlife benefits and how cattle graze and the kind of impact that has very positively on the environment. Choices of beef, more and more folks are interested in the difference between organic, grass-finished, grass-fed, and then, of course, we want to talk about the grades of beef, prime, choice, select, standard, and what those mean to the average discerning consumer and what they should expect as they go to the beef case to pick out the kind of meat they want to take home to their family. Food safety, of course, is top of mind, and we've been working hard in the beef industry for a long time trying to improve beef safety, and that is getting rid of pathogens like E. coli and making sure that folks feel secure and safe in consuming our product. And then finally, animal welfare. And, of course, it's so critical to us in the beef cattle industry that we have good, healthy animals. We know that's what makes us money, and that's why we're in the industry. And so we're going to be sharing that message as well about, you know, our family businesses and how we treat our animals and the way they move, again, from pasture to plate and all the processes therein, and helping our friends that don't maybe have a direct tie to the farm and specifically to beef cattle production understand how all those components fit together. So I think very good, very timely components here to the talks that folks will get to hear later on as we move into the process deeper, and hopefully very educational for the people to get to hear those speeches.
And this is kind of an outgrowth of the very successful Lunch and Learn programs that we had over the summer.
That's right. They were a great jumping-off point, and we had a lot of great feedback. Folks felt like they had learned quite a bit as we went to producers' actual farms and ranches and helped them not only hear the story of how beef is produced, but even more importantly, they got to see it. They got to lay eyes right on how things work there at that farm or ranch. And we know in the wintertime it's a little less fun to go out when the snow's flying and those kinds of things. And so this gives us an opportunity to actually go to them and provide for one of their needs, and that is, you know, to have a good guest speaker come and visit with them during their weekly luncheons and so forth.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much, John. That's the Speaking of Beef program, a new program being instituted by the Missouri Beef Industry Council to help educate consumers and the community more and more about beef.
In our next interview, Cindy will interview one of the producers who's volunteered to be a part of the Speaking of Beef program.
Hello and welcome to the Missouri Beef Industry Council Report. With me today is Chris Dirks, who is one of the first graduates of the Speaking of Beef program that has just been instituted by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. And Chris, I understand you're from King City. Tell me where that is.
King City's in northwest Missouri. It's kind of halfway between St. Joseph and Maryville.
Okay, and tell me a little bit about your background, Chris.
My wife and I run a 600-cow commercial Angus herd in northwest Missouri with our family there, and we take great pride in what we do, and it's something that we do that we share with our family.
Mm-hmm. Now, you volunteered to be a part of the Speaking of Beef program. Why did you decide to be a part of this program?
The reason I volunteered for this program is because of my passion for the industry. This is what I do. This is what I love. I have grown up with this my whole life, with my father and my brothers being around there. And I love the beef industry. I love getting up every morning and having an active part in it and doing it. This is my passion.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. Now, what do you hope that this program is going to accomplish then?
I hope this program gets the word out to people in the state of Missouri of what the beef industry does for the state, what economic impact it has, and I hope to share my story of beef production with everybody in the state.
Why do you think that that's so important?
Because the economic impact of it, and it's important because it's what I do, it's what I believe, and it's what I love.
Do you think that there is misinformation out there that you would like to clarify?
Yes, there is always misinformation that needs to be clarified about the truth about beef and the truth about how we raise beef and the pride we take in it, and that always needs to be out.
Is there any particular topics that you see that really need to be addressed with the public?
I don't see any particular topics except for maybe the importance of the beef industry as a whole in the state of Missouri and the different choices of beef, because a lot of people do go into their local meat counters and they're confused of what do I buy? You know, what is this? What is the right choice for me to buy? And I hope that I can help explain that to them.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Chris Dirks, who is one of the first graduates of the Speaking of Beef program for the Missouri Beef Industry Council. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.
We had a great session with the seven initial producers who are going to take part as ambassadors, I guess you would call it, in the Speaking of Beef program that's been started by the Missouri Beef Industry Council. They all had a chance to hear a little bit about what it's like to speak in front of a group publicly. And then we did a little practice with them where they got to give a speech, one of the pre-written talks that we prepared for them, and then critique those. And then, of course, we sent them on their way to do a little practicing before we schedule the first talks, which we hope will happen soon after the first of the year. So that's the Zimcast for this week. And as usual, I'd like to leave you with a song. And to do that, I went to the PodSafe Music Network and found one by a group called the Phantom Five. This is called Cattle Swagger. Thought it was appropriate for this week's program. I hope you enjoy it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.